remember, I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
It makes me crazy. What can I say? Is RFK crazy? These are the, you know, this is what's going on today. Folks, we got a bunch of sound for you from RFK's confirmation hearings. And I want to talk about it with you because I don't know what category to put this in. Is it like conspiracy theories? Oh, Tom from Madison, I was about to kick it to you, my friend. Is this about conspiracy theories? Is this about just a grift by RFK? Like, what is the angle here? Regardless of the angle, the upshot would be harm to you and your family and those that you love. I don't think, you know, the Center for Disease Control or the National Institutes of Health should be run by conspiracy theorist, non-scientist crackpots. And there have been some incredibly shocking developments, especially within the last day, including a public statement posted late yesterday by RFK Jr.'s sister, Caroline Kennedy, that includes pretty mind-blowing allegations. Allegations that, if true, I think regardless of whether or not you think this guy is going to save public health in the United States, would make him absolutely an impossible candidate or appointee for this position to be confirmed. Want to start by my thanks for Sean Fetteplace from Main Street Alliance. We have got that link to the Capital Times article discussing Badger Care expansion in Wisconsin, as well as the work of the most recent work of the Wisconsin Policy Forum. We're going to put those two articles, as well as Sean's email, in our show notes for today. You can find those if you search for my show on Apple Pods, Spotify, or at civicmedia.us/shows. The phone lines are open, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I've got kind of an approach today because I think in a way you can approach RFK's putative appointment to be Secretary of the Department of Health and Human Services in a couple of categories. And I've got three basic chunks of categories or three basic silos that I am thinking about RFK's appointment within. The first one is that I believe Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is morally unfit to hold the position. I think his past behaviors, I think some of the credible allegations against him, I think how he's responded to some of these allegations is grossly inadequate. And I believe him to be morally unfit, notwithstanding the likes of Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump himself. And we're going to get into that. And I've got this sound from Caroline Kennedy that I think all of you are going to want to hear. But I want to give everybody a chance to weigh in on the discussion I just had with Sean Fetteplace, Main Street Alliance, about this crazy memo from the Office of Management and Budget that's now been rescinded, but according to the press secretary, is still in effect, as well as Badger Care. We got one of our favorite longtime listeners and callers, Karina, on the air. Karina, what do you have to say this afternoon, my friend?
Hi. Oh, I appreciate you so much because you basically, you know, like a mama bird, chewing everything and regurgitating and giving it back to us so we can at least have some understanding what kind of country we're living in. I do have a question. I mean, what is the JFK doing as a... Well, honestly, I never heard him say that he wants to remove, like, polio or tuberculosis or that kind of disease, because over past 20 years, and honestly, compared to Russian vaccination, which is no standard, but I you know, comparing two different healthcare systems, we have way less vaccines, and I think that the bad part about the vaccines because they do have a mercury. They do have a preservative. What people do react very strangely. I think it deserves a patient research and see how bad is it, and do we really need to have a vaccine on every little thing?
Yeah, so there just a couple of things. Thank you so much for the kind words, Karina. Here is a fact. RFK's lawyer has petitioned the FDA to revoke approval for the polio vaccine. So, yeah, he opposes the polio vaccine. Thing one. Thing two, you're talking about the different subcomponent parts of various vaccines. In many circumstances, including the vaccines for measles and mumps and polio, there are alternatives that use different baseline components if a child or a parent prefers not to have some of these very components that you're talking about, Karina. So, yeah, we should always have rigorous testing and clinical trials. The reality is that especially when it comes to childhood vaccines, we've had those options are available. Karina, what are your thoughts? I did want to share with you, he has asked the polio vaccine approval to be revoked by the FDA, reporting by the New York Times on December 15th, 2024.
I think it's a crime. It's absolute crime because it is proven to keep our population, the whole world population, healthier, and the polio is coming back. And this is criminal. This is absolutely criminal. I will never go for it, even, no. One more thing, if you can please touch it, maybe not right now, about the pardons, because I was looking into it, and it's very weird, because the pardon, what the Biden administration did, right, now, if we're going to pull Dr. Fauci for testimony, he cannot claim the fifth because he's already pardoned. So he has to say the truth, right? I mean, under any circumstances, he's supposed to. But he.
Yeah, I think, Karina, just going to jump in here. Want to give everybody a shot today. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. One, I think, just to address the pardons very briefly, and then I'm going to get back to RFK's confirmation hearing today, what I'm going to call like Circus Act number 252 of the Trump administration, which we are 8 days into. Here's the deal. The pardons were a terrible idea. Anthony Fauci has committed no crime, nor has Liz Cheney or Kinzinger or any of the other officials that Joe Biden provided pardons for. I think they were all a mistake, including the pardon for Hunter. But at the same time, I don't think we need to worry about Dr. Anthony Fauci being subpoenaed and appearing before Congress. The man will tell the truth. He will do the best that he can. I don't think he has anything to fear from that sort of a subpoena. That's the thing about the truth. That's the thing about operating in good faith. That's the thing about actually following your oath and your commitment to try to do the best thing for the American people. You don't have to keep your lies and baloney straight. You can just go up there, swear an oath on a Bible, and give your testimony. Because there is no gotcha question. Again, when you are trying to do your job, when you have expertise, and when your pattern and practice is to tell the truth. So I say, bring on the subpoenas. Tom from Madison, one of our callers and listeners, thank you so much, Tom. Tom Tiffany's office in Washington, D.C., Congressman Tom Tiffany, is actually fielding questions about the freeze. Isn't that interesting? I wonder what he's saying. If there is a wily caller out there that wants to give Tom Tiffany's office in D.C. a call and let us know what they say to questions about this weird freeze, not freeze, the memos rescinded but still in place. I would love to hear it. You know, Wisconsin is a single recorder state, meaning if you record a conversation and you're part of the conversation, that's perfectly legal. You do not need the permission of the other party in the state of Wisconsin to record a conversation. I wonder what Tom Tiffany's office would say. Let's see. I'm looking up his number right now. Someone should give him a buzz. Let's see here. It is 202-225-3365. Somebody give Tom Tiffany a call. See what he's saying about the freeze. 202-225-3365. Let's get back to the moral unfitness of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. I want to share with you all what his sister Caroline Kennedy had to say about RFK yesterday. She has been noticeably silent and broke her silence. So, Corey, if we've got the sound, let's take a listen, everybody.
I've known Bobby my whole life. We grew up together. It's no surprise that he keeps birds of prey as pets, because Bobby himself is a predator. He's always been charismatic, able to attract others through the strength of his personality, his willingness to take risks and break the rules. I watch his younger brothers and cousins follow him down the path of drug addiction. His basement, his garage, his dorm room were always the center of the action, where drugs were available, and he enjoyed showing off how he put baby chickens and mice in a blender to feed to his hawks. It was often a perverse scene of despair and violence. That was a long time ago, and people can change. Through his own strength and the many second chances he was given by people who felt sorry for the boy who lost his father, Bobby was able to pull himself out of illness and disease. I admire the discipline that took and the continuing commitment it requires. But siblings and cousins who Bobby encouraged down the path of substance abuse suffered addiction, illness, and death, while Bobby has gone on to misrepresent, lie, and cheat his way through life. Today, while he may encourage a younger generation to attend AA meetings, Bobby is addicted to attention and power. Bobby preys on the desperation of parents of sick children, vaccinating his own kids while building a following, hypocritically discouraging other parents from vaccinating theirs. Even before he fills this job, his constant denigration of our healthcare system and the conspiratorial half-truths he's told about vaccines, including in connection with Samoa's deadly 2019 outbreak of measles, have cost lives. And now we know that Bobby's crusade against vaccination has benefited him in other ways too. His ethics report makes clear that he will keep his financial stake in a lawsuit against an HPV vaccine. In other words, Bobby is willing to profit and enrich himself by denying access to a vaccine that can prevent almost all forms of cervical cancer and has already been safely administered to millions of boys and girls.
That is Caroline Kennedy yesterday, RF Kennedy's cousin. Pardon me. Thank you to the texters for correcting me. I misspoke and identified Caroline Kennedy as his sister. She's not his sister. It is his cousin. Amongst the allegations, the claims that his cousin Caroline has made is that he used to put baby mice in a blender and revel in it, that his younger days were filled with drug-fueled parties, and that he has been the recipient of countless second chances, but that in the end, RFK, our nominee to head the Department of Health and Human Services, is no longer addicted to heroin and cocaine, but rather is addicted to attention and power and will do anything, place anyone at risk for more attention and power. Is it any wonder then why he and Donald Trump get along? This is the common thread, the link between these two men. Not any particular ideology, not any particular fidelity to science or service to the American people, but a shared addiction to attention and power and all that attends to it. In addition, Caroline Kennedy pointing out that his life has been defined by misrepresentation, lies, and cheating. This is someone unfit to serve as the nation's chief public health official by any measure. Folks, you're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to take care of a little bit of business. We're going to come right back. I got more sound for you in pillar one of three about why RFK is morally unfit to serve as DHHS secretary. Keep it locked. We'll be back with more in just a moment.